4:31. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Salute. Pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Reports and communications, superintendent update and enrollment, please.
All right. Hello, sir. Okay, our auditor is here this week. So far, so good. In fact, I think we did such a good job, he doesn't even have to return tomorrow. He said he's going to fly out tonight, so that's good news. Summer camp enrollment has begun, so it'll fill up fast, so if you know people who need to get into it, get them going quick. We have, as you know from the last meeting, we have a significant amount of COVID monies left, especially the ESSER III monies, so we're going to look at hiring a full-time intervention teacher for each of the site to help bring kids up to snuff from missing COVID and all of that. So. And I think we have enough money in there to make it last for at least 3 or 4 years to really kind of, and then if it's really working, it's something that we'll probably have to build into the budget eventually. So, but that's going to really help the kids that aren't special ed, but aren't progressing like we want them to. So we'll be doing that. Ange and I attended the SELPA Ops Superintendent's Council. Thankfully, we hosted it, so we didn't have to drive to Marysville, because then Melissa B. and I attended the SELPA Finance Committee meeting today, and that was in Marysville. So lots of things happening with the budget. Of course, we're waiting for the May revise, but right now it looks like California is currently $4.5 billion less than projected, which is about a $1 billion hit for education. According to the meeting I was on today, the $1 billion hit for education should be fine. Probably what they won't do, they just won't fully fund COLA. So if COLA comes in at, they're saying now it might be at 8.5. So if they funded it at 7.5, that saves $800 million. So if they funded it at 6.5, then it would cover the $1 billion, and they wouldn't have to cut program. So I'm hoping that's what they do, but we'll see. Met with the copier company this week, and we're replacing all the copiers with new ones. We do this every 5 years, and it turns out that we will be paying less than we were for the last 5 years for brand new machines. So that'll be good. Our new HR person has started. Her name's Tricia Brown. She'll be at the next board meeting because she's going to be taking over what Melissa does for board. And she's been working with Paula, because Paula has 8 days left. Not that she doesn't tell me every morning, 7 days.
It'll be hours shortly.
Yeah. And then our new payroll person, Jen Minton, has also started and is training with Melissa B. and will continue to do so. She did the first payroll this month, obviously with Melissa helping her, so. We're looking at changing our financial system from APTA to ESCAPE. ESCAPE is more expensive, that's why we didn't choose it last time, but APTA is not keeping up with the times, and we're running into all kinds of glitches. And everybody else in the county and in Sutter County all use ESCAPE, so it would be helpful if we're on the same program as them. So we're looking to do that, but it takes over a year. You have to run both programs side by side for a year, so we'll probably implement in July, with the understanding that we would be fully going into ESCAPE in 2024 school year. Bear River has a beehive. You may have heard about this. But as we don't kill bees, we called a beekeeper. Well, they did. I wasn't there. And the beekeeper is coming in to relocate them, so we don't have to have them sprayed. And then last thing I have is our nurse, Angela Waltz, is here with her brood. And she's going to talk to you about, she sits as our representative on the opioid task force, the Yuba County Opioid Task Force. And she had a meeting this week, so I asked her to come and talk a little bit about that.
That's
don't contaminate my kit.
But you want to protect yourself.
And we, so talk about how much Narcan we already have in our schools and what we have available for parents if need be. I know there's been one. And does Narcan work on fentanyl?
You may have seen on our social media, but we are having the Weave Canada Express fundraiser today. there's still time until closing if you want to get a new agent and help support the PPC. We get 28% of profits from that. So
it has to be ordered online, though.
It has to be ordered online, but it's nationwide.
Yeah, it's nationwide, so friends, family, everybody.
Even out of state.
But yeah, it's only today. You have to order online or through the app and have it okay with them, and we'll have it ready. So we have that. We also have the art show and book fair coming up on May 4th. It's from 4:30 to 6:30. If you want to check out some of those students' artwork, we're happy to bring that in for you. We're also going to have food there. Hot dog meals or pulled pork meals.
I wonder who's doing
the pulled pork. So, excited about that. And then, of course, as I mentioned before, the Drive and Comment Seafood that would love to see you guys out there. It's a short program this year, so I believe we're starting around 9 o'clock and ending by noon, kind of circulating more students to different more areas. Around, but we'd love to see you guys out there cheering on your students. And super awesome news that we found out this week is we have officially approved from the IRS as a nonprofit. So we have our 501c3.
Awesome.
Yay.
We are super excited about that.
So is the parents club doing the art show?
We are assisting with it, yes. So we're providing volunteers to basically put the artwork up and all that. Of course, they're presenting projects with their students, and then we are also with volunteers for the book fair, but that still runs through.
Are you going to be auctioning
off
any of the
artwork? The office piece of art that I have in my office, I bought at Jody's Art. They had certain pieces that the kids made, and it was a silent auction, and I love that piece that's in my office. And so it was great fundraising that you get, and it was, I love it, and I love it. That was an option that was discussed, but it did not move forward. So hopefully next year. But yes, there are definitely people out there for it. So.
What was the day's art show again, please?
May 4th.
Thank you.
It'll be on your calendar when I get it out to you. Chad, that microphone is blinking. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, so I'll go on to attendance. At the time of the agenda, we had 1,344 students, 39 more than we had last year at this time, one less than last month. We have 111 students in preschool, 32 less than last year, and two less than last month. So a total of 1,455 with all groups, which is seven more than last year at this time, and then 39 more in TK through 8th, and 32 less in preschool. So the 39 more in TK through 8th is better for the district financially, for sure. And that is all I have for those two items. Oh, no, I have one more. So it's been asked to move the May 11th meeting to May 18th. We will have to notify some of the retirees that it's changing, but I think it helps some of them that are at Lone Tree, because Lone Tree's got a parent thing going on that night. So if you are willing to move it, then you'd need to make a motion and a second to do so.
I make a motion that we move the May board meeting to May 18th from the 11th.
Second. It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. The board meeting next month will be May 18th. Thank you. Okay, communications from the public. And yet, we'd love to hear from you.
Okay. Hello, everybody. Thank you for having me here. Hello, sir. let's see. We've got a lot of stuff going on. Of course, you know it's April, so it's the month of the military child. So there's events all over. So those kids are being celebrated to death. So one of the cool things is tomorrow, though, you guys have to come. It's the Military Day for Kids event, and it'll be at the Youth Center from 4 to 6. This is the one I was talking about. They'll have a junior PDF line, so the kids will get a chance to see what their parents go through during deployment. So they're going to have the one for the kids. And the static displays, all kinds of cool stuff, an obstacle course. And then we're going to do what we call our superhero run, which is part of America's Kids Run. So we're going to start that at 5:05, I think it is, 5:05. So if you get there by 4, you get to see a lot of the cool stuff too, and then it ends at 6. So please come if you can. We'd love to have you. We had a leader, Yuba Sutter Leaders Tour today, and it was really good. It was a lot of different agencies from the local community came out to kind of take a look at the base and the tour. And I thank Ms. Jacklett for always giving me some good stuff to say. So I was able to let them know some of the things that Lone Tree and Wheatland Charter is doing. That's fantastic. And we got to tour on up, so they came, they got a chance to actually see where the school is, and they asked some questions about housing and that kind of thing too. So it was really, really good. So thank you, ma'am, appreciate you. Let's see, I'm sorry? Is it really? Ooh, you did? Okay, she's just so good. You're so good. That's why the video's there. I gotta go check it out. Also, My Life as a Military Child essay contest is still open. Ends on Monday on the 24th. So we have a few entries in. Last year we had 23 or 25. This year we've only got a few, so I know everybody always sends me everything at the very last minute. So it's like that Monday morning, everyone's like, ah! So, but that's okay. We'll get them in. So please let your students know. And it's for 5 to, all the way to 18. So there's different age categories. And it's good money. I mean, first place gets $50. So write what you can. And some of them are really interesting, though. I love it. I love to hear what the kids have to say about being a military child. It's a lot of fun. May 2nd, we'll have another tour on the base, and it'll be with Lyndhurst High students from their junior ROTC program. So we're looking forward to that, having them come out. And let's see, and I think that's about it right now. I could go on forever, but I won't bore you guys. So thank you guys so much. Do you have any questions about anything? And I think I sent the newsletter.
You said tomorrow's at the Youth Center?
Yes, ma'am, 4 to 6. You coming?
Do you want to talk about the school board tour?
Oh, yes, I have that on there too. Sorry about that. I did miss that. Oh, the school board tour, I think I had already talked to you guys about it being changed from the 10th to the 17th, so that's still a go. And I have heard back from all three schools now. All three. So I'm working with Plumas Lake a little bit on some other things, but I've heard a little bit. So it's still kind of tentative for them. But I think once we get going, they'll be okay too. So we should have your district, Wheatland High School District, and we're hoping for Plumas Lake board members and our superintendent as well. So you guys will have fun. Okay? Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Anything else, Zappy?
Yeah, I have it on the Friday.
So I just wanted to say thanks. I have to be in Korea on May 10th, so the request is so that I can.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Works out for everybody.
Well, yeah. We want you to be there.
Yeah.
He's going to
want
to.
Because you set up the chase run, right? Already.
Just for this board.
Just for this board. You don't have to read those other boards.
I know. Everyone's asking, too. So.
Oh, no, our no, tour no. Today. This one is first bite.
I love it. I love it. Thank you guys so much. Thank you for all you do, and we so appreciate you guys. So.
Thank you.
Thanks, Annette.
Welcome.
Appreciate you. Thank you. Okay. Consent agenda. Are there any questions or comments about the consent agenda? Can I have a motion to accept the consent agenda then?
I make a motion that we approve the consent agenda.
In a second?
I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Consent agenda passes. Okay, action items. Approve solar project.
So we have not received confirmation yet about getting the 0% loan. However, we believe, working through the company, that we will get it. So I'm bringing forward to you the approval of the project so they can show that you guys have approved it so that we can then try and get that loan. If we don't get the loan, it will not happen. Okay, so I wanted you to know that. And then also, the company will be able to start ordering stuff so we don't get caught up in that, you know, wait till the last minute and then not get it done. So this is the master agreement. It shows you the cash flow. We had to put a notice out to public hearing, and then there's a resolution that would be signed if you approve moving forward with the solar project, with the understanding that if the loan doesn't come through, then we will not be doing it, at least not this way. And it's solar and lighting, by the way. So we can replace all the lighting in all the sites. There's also a recommendation for replacing all the HVAC at Lone Tree. That, unfortunately, is not covered by the 0% loan, so we'll have to figure out how to pay for that. That's about a $900,000 bill. So, $900,000. Yeah, I think you're in the lighting now. You weren't originally, but I think because of the electrical, we got some information. So you'll get the electrical. You don't get solar yet, but we got it. You know, that's something to think about. What we really need is a well, because the water out there is so expensive. And then if we can figure out a way to pay for it, then you would get all new HVAC. So.
Okay, any questions, comments? Can I have a motion to accept the solar project?
I make a motion that we approve the solar project with the, you know, obvious, you know, the 0 point whatever loan.
And a second?
A second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Approve the Wheatland School District Governance Handbook.
So this came forward to you at the last meeting. I did not hear any responses, so I am assuming it is fine. So I brought it forward for action tonight.
Any questions, comments, concerns? Long, lengthy, and
it is. The only thing that I I have a problem with, but we don't really. We kind of play it by whatever the situation is, the time limit for public speaking, because, you know, but but we've always kind of felt the room for that. And so that, you know, so I appreciate that. I mean, we have it if we need it. But, you know, I think that we are we give our community members time if they need it to express what they need. So
that's pretty much what all boards do, is that if you have a meeting about masking kids, we'll say, then you have 500 people show up, then they get 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. But if you have a meeting about a solar project and somebody wants to talk to you, then you can give them more than 3 minutes because they're only one person. Mm-hmm. It's really a matter of trying to keep the meeting moving. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Keeping one topic to a minimum. Okay, do I have a motion?
I make a motion to approve the handbook.
And a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
And opposed? Motion carries. Approve the governance handbook. 5.3. It's just for information. Board policy admin resolution. First read of additional Article 5 policies.
So we're kicking these back into the board meetings after a long hiatus because of COVID. And so what we did before is we brought a number of policies to the board for first read in a meeting, and then the next meeting these would all come to you for adoption, and then you would get another set for first read. And so that way we can get through them in a fairly rapid manner. And so if you have any concerns or issues after you read through these, then you can let me know and I can see what about making changes before the next meeting. I'll just let you know that all these board policies and administrative regulations, and then some of them have exhibits, they all come from the California School Boards Association, so they've been vetted through their attorneys and all of that. So, and it's just updating what we, some of the ones that we have are, you know, probably 25 years old. So, yeah. And some never have to change. But.
How many more sections do we have?
Well, the five.
Time to start over again.
Yeah. So you've already approved the zeros, the ones, the twos, the threes, and the fours. And this is the fives, which is the longest section. And then there's a shorter section of six thousands. So the fives will probably take us five or six meetings to get through all of them. Unless I put them all on at one time, and then you guys would be inundated. You would have to start reading tonight to be ready for the next board meeting, because that's how. I mean, the fives are just, it's all the student-related stuff, so it's very long.
Breaking it down is good.
Yeah.
Well, I have had trouble sleeping lately, so yeah, we'll just pop it on open.
Yeah, but these ones are the ones that you'll be interested in, because they're really related to, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of
search and seizure. And, yeah.
So
there's no action
that.
Needed on this. What's that?
Thank you for doing that.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, so no action today. We'll see that again next month. 5.4, the MOU with the City of Wheatland for a Hooper and Olive project.
So this is what I discussed with you at the last board meeting, where we will pay a portion. The county office will pay a portion, and the city will pay the lion's share of replacing the asphalt on Olive and then the rest of Hooper. You know, they did in front of our school before, which we paid $50,000, I think. And so this one, because we're sharing it with the county office of ed, we would pay $30,000 and they would pay $30,000.
Can I ask why the city is not fully responsible from our tax dollars, our gas tax, all of that stuff, and why we're having to take money again? Because like you said, we did the $50,000. That could go for something for our schools, our whatever, our facilities, whatever, because I find it really not our responsibility to make, you know, I get that it's treacherous, it's not safe for our families, but we help the city so much do, you know, their parks and their little league fields and everything, you know, continues to fall on our shoulders. When is the city gonna, like, step up and, you know.
So here's what I would say to that is that Olive is really only used for schools. There's a church there as well, but it goes to Virginia School and it goes to our school. The majority of the damage would be the buses because they're so heavy. So I think if they were to ask us to help pay in front of the district office, I would say absolutely not. That's, you know, the Air Force should pay that because they're the guys who are running up and down this road, right? But in this particular case, it dead ends into Virginia School and it's not used for everyday traffic.
So
it's still going to be a $500,000 project. We're only paying $30,000.
Is Kids Country helping at all?
I don't know if he approached Kids Country or not. And I'm also a little worried about this whole thing going through because I'm sure you guys heard he's leaving.
Yeah.
He won't be the city manager anymore. So,
because he took two.
I don't know why, but I think once we have the MOU, they'll have to adhere to it. So,
as far as getting it fixed.
Yeah, and I think he's either already taking it to city council. They've already approved it, or they're going to approve it at their next meeting. So that's why we would pay for it, and we would use construction money that we wouldn't. You know, we might even use developer fees. That wouldn't be able to go towards the kids' stuff anyways.
Okay.
So, but it's a very good question.
Well, and that $50,000 that we did for that portion of Hooper.
Yeah, that was all our
to beautify.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it beautified, it made the parking better, But according to them, they ran out of money to do the flower bed and all that in front. It's definitely safer because of the having to come in that way where it was a straight through before. And again, the, even though that's not our property, we're the main user of that portion. So,
we caused the damage.
But I can't see us having to do any other than that. So, except our own parking lots and our own playgrounds.
Right. Any other questions or comments? Do I have a motion?
I make a motion to approve the MOU with the City of Wheatland regarding the Hooper and Olive project.
And a second?
A second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. MOU City of Wheatland passes. Board comments. Any board comments? Okay. Well, then we will go to closed session. We're going to adjourn.